Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Conroy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. Conroy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio is hit by the pitch. Conroy moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doerr. Humphreys moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien juggles the ball. That's an error on Lupien. Humphreys scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conroy moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Pesky reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Lupien moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling has Lupien trapped. There's the throw to Tresh and over to Kennedy, who tags Lupien for the out. Tabor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-3 in the game. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. West moves to second. George Dickey pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Mace Brown now pitching. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.